Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. Sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Qala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. Wa qala subhanahu wa ta'ala, قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. My most respected elders and dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, summa Alhamdulillah. We are very, very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us on this Mubarak day, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah Ta'ala has given special importance to this day, which is known as Sayyidul Ayyam. Just as in the months, Ramadan is the leader of the months, like the Jummah is the leader of the days, Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of the days. That is why on a Friday, there are special moments in which our du'as are accepted. We are encouraged to seek more and more from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And on a Friday, increasingly making dua also. Increasingly reciting Darood and Salawat on our dear Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man salla alayya salatan sallallahu bihi ashara, hu kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. The person who sends one Darood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 rahmat over him. Allah Ta'ala will send 10 rahmats over him, my dear brothers. Likewise, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will forgive his sins also, and it becomes a means of his stages being elevated in Jannat. We should make it our daily practices. We are encouraged to complete our tasbihats, zikrullah, morning and evening, minimum 100 times third kalima, 100 times darush sharif, and 100 times istighfar, morning and evening. Likewise, Darud Sharif in abundance. And on a Friday, even more so. Because these programs, these moments of Jummah, Salatul Jummah, it is not a routine. Sayati ala nasi zamanun, la yabqa min al islami illa ismuhu, wa min al qur'ani illa rasmuhu. There will come a time when Islam will only be in its name, and Quran will live in its scripture, in its script, in its writing. It is very, very important, my respected elders and dear brothers, that in every amal, certain qualities have to be taken care of so that that amal becomes lively, jandar, and that amal becomes presentable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala has created us for his ibadat. Allah has created us for this complete obedience. And in another verse, Allah ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created maut and hayat to see which of you can do better amal, ahsanu amala. Not only amal, but ahsan amal, the best form of amal. So ulama ikram gives us some guidelines that how we can make an effort whereby amal can become of a high standard presentable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because amal will be weighed on the day of qiyamah. Amal will be weighed on the day of qiyamah. So the amal must have weight. The quantity has not been stressed, but the quality of the amal. We are told in one hadith, something to the effect, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told one sahabi, that create ikhlas in your amal. Even few amal, less amal, will suffice you. But whatever you do, do it with ikhlas, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amal has to be done with the correct yaqeen, that Allah Ta'ala is doing everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I have to seek from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala tawfiq that I can fulfill this amal. Just as a person before he makes tawaf, he makes the dua, Allahumma taqabbalhu minni wa yassirhu li. O Allah, you accept it from me. O Allah, you make it asan. So likewise, every amal has to be done with the correct yaqeen that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is controlling everything. Everything is in the hands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah is my sole provider and nourisher. I belong to Allah and I'm soon to return back to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Likewise, every amal has to be done correctly as shown by Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You have to learn the tariqah. Whether it is salat, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform your salat as you see me performing the salat. Perform your salat as you see me performing the salat. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized the salat of a high standard. One sahabi came and read namaz a bit quickly. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Salli fa inna kalam tu salli. Repeat your salat, you have not performed the salat. He repeated again in the same manner. Again, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him to repeat the salat. Finally, when he asked Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to teach him, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised him something to the effect that you should read your salat with itminan. Hatta itmanna qaiman. Hatta itmanna raqiyan. Hatta itmanna sajidan. You should have itminan in your standing. Itminan in your ruku. Itminan in your sujood. After the ruku, person stands up, that is called koma. He should pause, and at least this duration, Rabbana lakal hamd. Rabbana lakal hamd. Oh Allah, all praises are for you, Ya Allah. You gave me this tawfiq of making ruku before you. There's another tasbih. Rabbana lakal hamdu hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Likewise, between the two sujood, there is a pause called Jalsa. Imagine Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us du'as to be read there. Allahumma filli warhamni. O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, have mercy on me. There is a longer tasbih also. Allahumma gfirli warhamni. Wa'afini. Wahdini. Warzukni. O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, shower your mercy upon me. Wa'afini. Allah, you make it easy for me. Wahdini, O Allah, you give me guidance. Warzukni, and O Allah, you grant me barakat in my risk. Now imagine that salat which is being read at ease and in communication with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Al-Musalli, Yunaji Rabbahu. Musalli is having a special contact with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Special dialogue with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And how can he be quick about it? Imagine Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told when he is making salat at night, sometime half the night, sometime one third the night, sometime more than that. Avin kus minhu, nisfahu, half the night. You can make less than that. And with that ayat, warattilil Qur'ana tartila. And read your Quran with tartil. Your qiraat in your salat with tartil. Pausing. When the salat is read correctly, with that correct yaqeen, with that consciousness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, with the intention of pleasing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, with the correct yaqeen, that it is only with the tawfiq of Allah that I am able to do good amal. It is only with the tawfiq of Allah that I can stand before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is only Allah who is providing and sustaining me. In all conditions, I have to seek from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. With that correct way which is shown by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahih Tariqah. With the correct intention to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. With the correct concentration that I am standing before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As it is mentioned, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised us, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Worship Allah in this way as though you are watching Allah Ta'ala. You are standing before Allah. You are communicating with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And if you do not have that consciousness that you are standing and watching at Allah, at least feel well, know well that my Allah is watching at me. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. For verily Allah is watching at you. The Musalli feels that closeness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He is in the sajda, he is close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when the salat will go up in a good way, properly performed, the salat will say, حَفِظَكَ Allah, kama حَفِظْتَنِي. May Allah protect you as you have protected me. May Allah protect you as you have protected me. And Allah forbid, if that salat is not performed properly, the ruku and sajda is not done properly, the taharat is not done properly, then it is said, that dayyaka Allah kama dayyatani. May Allah destroy you as you have destroyed me. And the salat goes in an ugly form and thrown back at him in the form of a dirty rag. For this, my respected elders and dear brothers, an effort has to be made on the correct yaqeen, on the correct tariqah, on the correct dhyan, that my Allah is, what you call, watching at me. That is why we are told to remember Allah a lot, so that you may become successful. And when you remember Allah with this concentration, that my Allah is listening to me, let me praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more and more. Allah ki paaki bayan karne mein hamari napaki dur hoti hai. Allah ki paaki bayan karne mein hamari napaki dur hoti hai. By praising Allah, by calling on the greatness of Allah, the purity of Allah, Allah is cleansing our heart. Allah is cleansing our heart. So likewise, it is preferable to come early for salat. Try to perform your sunnat namaz properly. And while a person is waiting for salat, it is as though he is in the salat. A person is waiting for salat, it is as though he is in the salat. One pious person was saying, Ameen, 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 you know, while he was sitting and waiting. So somebody says that you're not making any dua. You know, you're just sitting, your hands are not lit up in dua, and you are saying, Ameen, Ameen. What dua are you making? He says, I'm saying Ameen to the dua of Malaika. Because when a person is waiting for salat, the Malaika is saying, Allahumma fillahu warhamhu. Oh Allah, you forgive him. Oh Allah, you have mercy on him. My respected elders and dear brothers, namaz is a great treasure, salat is a great treasure, whereby we can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the salat will be of a high quality, with these qualities of sahih yaqeen, correct yaqeen with Allah, istihzar, with the concentration towards Allah, ihtisab, with the hopes of reward from Allah ta'ala, ikhlas, only for the pleasure of Allah, and the correct tariqah is shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and with mujahada and nafs, with some sacrifice. Person comes early, he sacrifices, and he links himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that salat will go up in a beautiful form. That salat will come into that category, ki ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. O you who believe, seek Allah's help through sabr and salat. Inna allaha ma'as sabirin, surely Allah is with those who are steadfast, those who are having sabr. And ulama explains sabr in three ways. One, habsun nafsi ala ta'ah. To hold yourself firmly on the obedience of Allah, that is also sabr. Person holds himself firmly on the obedience of Allah, that is sabr. He wakes up early for fajr. Nowadays, alhamdulillah, fajr is early, summertime coming in. Have to wake up 4 o'clock. But a person, he tries hard. And he's here in the masjid in good time to make his salatu jamaat. Now that is mujahada ay nafs. Mujahada ay nafs. He's going against his nafs. And he's preparing well. to make it in time. Imagine a person making Isha Salat with Jama'at. And his Fajr Salat also with Jama'at. Allah is giving him the reward of the whole night's Ibadat. Allah is giving him the reward for the whole night Ibadat. How kind and how merciful Allah Ta'ala is. My respected elders and dear brothers, these qualities to be learnt, we have to sit in the company of the pious people. We have to sit in the company of the ulama. And we are told to give some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take part in the work of da'wah ilallah, calling people towards Allah, learning and teaching, ta'lim wa ta'allum, to take our time for zikr and ibadat, and khidmat, serving one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will bless us with these qualities. Log poochte hai, bhai, namaz se, kalma se kya milega? Only talking about kalma, namaz, kya milega? What will you get just by your iman, kalma and salat? When that salat and iman is of that high quality, with these qualities which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, then that salat will take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says himself, seek Allah's help through sabr and salat. So sabr is also habsun nafsi ala ta'a, habsun nafsi anil ma'asi. To hold yourself firmly from guna is also sabr. To keep yourself away from guna, from sins, is also sabr. Stay away from guna. Strange woman comes, immediately a person puts his gaze down. كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gazes and to take care of their chastity, to take care of their private parts. Allah forgive us, my dear brothers. Today it is common in the offices. Ladies are always there, passing by, passing this file, coming, sitting down in the office, one man, one lady. Where does that command go? كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And we are told that when there is one man and one lady, the third is the shaitan. The third is the shaitan. So therefore, we have to take our time to make effort on our iman, my dear brothers. To make effort on the quality of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to take our time to make effort on our contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else requires time. Just a person to become a tailor, or a baba, is to spend time with another baba. You've got to spend some time with a tailor a few years to get the fine cut in the sewing of the clothes. Nabi alayhi salatu was salam in Masjid Nabawi trained the sahaba ikram in these qualities, my dear brothers. They were talking about the greatness of Allah, ki Allah bade hai, Allah sab kuch karne wale hai, Allah is most great, Allah is doing everything. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu goes and tell them in the marketplace that the inheritance of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being distributed in the masjid. So the people went there, they saw no wealth was being distributed. And they came back, he says, Abu Huraira, what was being distributed? He said, what you all found there? He said, we found people learning and teaching. And ta'lim was carrying on. Learning and teaching was carrying on. He said, that is the inheritance of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this, my respected elders and dear brothers, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to spend more time in the masjid. To spend more time in the masjid. A man, rajulun qalbuhu muallakun bil masajid. A person whose heart is linked to the masjid, Allah will give him the shade of the arsh on the day of Qiyamah. A person whose heart is linked to the masjid, Allah will give him the shade of the arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Now let us see, my dear brothers, how much is our heart attached to the masjid? Alhamdulillah, we come for salat also. But do I have that time now extra to give half an hour extra to the masjid for my tilawat al-Quran, for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for that effort of going and calling people towards the masjid, to meet people for the sake of Allah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, man aada maridan, O zara akhan fillah, nadahu munadin, antibta, wataba mamshaka, watabawata min al jannati manzila. Whoever visits a sick person or meets his brother for the sake of Allah, the angels call out, you have done well. Your walking is Mubarak and you have built a palace in Jannat. Whoever visits a sick person or meets his brother for the sake of Allah, the angel says, you have done well. Your walking is Mubarak and you have built a palace in Jannat. My respected elders and dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, Dawat ilallah, the work is carrying on throughout the world. Jamaat upon Jamaat are coming to us from various countries. May Allah reward them greatly, my dear brothers. Some countries, they cannot get visas easily. Alhamdulillah, Allah Pak keeps it like that. Allah protect us in South Africa. Jamaats are coming. And they're giving us some reminder that take Allah's deen seriously. Take the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam seriously. Because, my respected elders and dear brothers, as Qiyamah is coming closer, fitnas will increase. Fitnas will increase. The trials will increase. The evils will increase. We don't want to start listing the dark deeds which are increasing day by day, my dear brothers. The easy solution is to on the light. The easy solution is to on the light. What's going to happen to the darkness? You don't have to take the stick and whack it out. When you on the light, the darkness is going to leave. If you want a small light, a small candle, so much of darkness will go. You put a small bulb, so much of darkness will go. You put a nice big tube light, flashlight, more darkness will go. When amal will come in our life, my dear brothers. Noor will come into the life of the Musliman. Allahu Akbar, darkness will leave, my dear brothers. That is why we advise to give some time for talim in the masjid, talim at home. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, kitab of fadail is read. Books of virtues, virtues of salat, virtues of zikr, stories of sahaba. So that to increase our iman. To increase our iman. So that yaqeen must come in our heart that my success lies in iman and amal. My success lies in iman and amal, my dear brothers. The call outside is that the more wealth you have, the more successful you are. The call outside is the more wealth you have, if you have so much, you can buy a car like this. If you have so much, you can buy another car. If you have so much, you can have a small house. So much is this. What Allah announces? Wazkurullaha kaseera la'allakum tuflihoon. And remember Allah a lot so that you may become successful. And remember Allah a lot. Allah ko bahut yaad karo taake tum kamyab ho jao. Allah has linked success with his remembrance in every action, remembering Allah. In our business, remembering Allah. In our dealings with people, remember Allah. Don't do anybody down. In our walking, remember Allah. In every action, remember Allah. That is why we are told to sit down and make the zikr of Allah with attention. Make tilawat the Quran with attention. Taake Allah ka dhyan. Concentration may come in our hearts that my Allah is watching at me. My Allah is watching at me, my dear brothers. When the shepherd was asked to sell us one goat or a sheep, some Ahlullah, people of Allah were going by. He said, this is not mine. It belongs to the master. How can I sell it to you? The master is not looking now. You can tell the master one wolf came and ate one away. And you'll get the money also. What was his answer? فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ Allah kaha hai? Ki Allah nahi dekh rahe hai? My respected elders and dear brothers, this person who has the consciousness of Allah, the desire to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala also desires to meet him. The person who desires to meet Allah, Allah also desires to meet him. مَنْ حَبَّ لِكَاءَ اللَّهُ أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِكَاءَهُ. And that person who fears the time, when he's going to stand before Allah, what does Allah say? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. For the one who fears the time, that he is going to stand before Allah to give account. And accordingly, he spends his life with the fear of Allah Ta'ala that I could stand before Allah very soon. Allah has promised double jannat for him. So Allah has kept the criteria of success, iman and amal. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَرِزْكٌ كَرِيمٌ. Surely for the people of strong iman and amal shown by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they bring it into their lives, they strengthen their iman and ta'alluq with Allah. Allah has promised maghfirat also and rizq-e kareem. Allah has promised forgiveness for him also, and Allah has promised honorable sustenance. Izzat wali rozi Allah denge. Izzat wali rozi Allah denge. Allah will give him sustenance with izzat and honor. Whether he's a poor man, whether he's a rich man, with iman and amal, Allah will make him kamyab. And my respected elders and dear brothers, Allahu Akbar. Everybody, you know, hits a target, sees a target in front of him. I must get that amount so that I can lead that lifestyle. Also put that target in front that when I'm leaving this dunya, will Allah be happy with me or not? When I'm leaving the dunya, Allah will be happy with me or not? That target, jaisi zindagi, waisi maut. Jaisi maut, waisi hashar. As your life will be, maut will come. As your mouth will come, you'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah. This consciousness that very, very soon I'm going to meet Allah. Nowadays we talk about meet the students, they say we're busy with exams. The teachers told us from 3 months beforehand, work hard, brighter future for you. And the qabr is also a near future. Kya kisi ka janaza uthaya nahi? Kya hame bhi usi simt jana nahi? Haven't you carried the janaza of somebody? Don't we also have to go into the same direction? Our ustaz used to tell us in India, ke bhai kabristan jaate raho, marhumo ke liye dua karo, dunya ki mastiya niklegi. Go to the kabristan, make dua for the marhumin. The glitter and glamour will leave our hearts. You know, today the figures of the world get us carried away. Allah Ta'ala announces, Qul mata'u dunya qaleel. Qul, say, the goods of the dunya are very little. The things of the dunya are very little because it's there for a short while. And Allah Ta'ala calls akhirat tomorrow. Wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. Each soul should see what he has prepared for tomorrow. Alhamdulillah, my respected elder and dear brothers, the effort of deen is carrying on. Make intention to take part, inshallah. In every masjid. Give some time before our time is up. Give some time before our time is up. Before the tax was GST, give some time. In brackets, before your time is up. Now it is that value Allah's time before Allah takes you away. Allah hum sab ko iman se rakhe. Allah hum sab ko iman se le jawe. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of preparing to meet Allah. Similar talks take place every Friday night. After Maghrib Namaz in this masjid, people from Marisburg, Stanger, Port Shepstone come from various places, alhamdulillah. See how we can come, inshallah, charge our batteries, come out three days a month in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take work of deen from us. Allah will strengthen us in iman. And on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give us Jame Kosar, that sweet water from his Mubarak hands, never to feel thirsty again, my dear brothers. What a great honor to drink Jame Kosar from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Pak grant it to us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.